News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Monday. It's Labor Day Monday, and it is the first day of September. And of course, at this time, every Monday, once you hear the mamas and papas, you know that Malcolm Ballinger is in the house with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm. Thanks for coming in. I'm so excited between you and Dr. Gibbons coming in on a holiday. Thank you so much.
Well.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I'd be here all by my lonesome if y'all weren't here.
It's my duty every Monday morning.
I love it. I'm so grateful.
And it's such a beautiful day.
Oh, my gosh. It felt cool this morning when I came in.
And yeah.
It does feel, maybe it's psychological, but once I hear the word September, I think fall, cool. Mm. I start looking at the wardrobe, change it up a little bit.
It's almost as if nature knows that the end of August is here and the beginning of September, because it turned cool in the evenings all of a sudden.
It's
uncanny.
It is kind of strange, but I love it. And sometimes we'll get like a hot September, but we had a pretty hot August this year, as usual.
Yeah. Well, as you know, up north, they often get what they call Indian summers.
Yes.
Which is the warm September.
Mm-hmm. Except what's nice about those is, especially if you go up to upstate New York, all the leaves start turning, whether it's warm or not.
Yeah.
So then you have these beautiful colors.
Yeah.
But warm is all relative to them. Like 70, 60 is warm.
Yeah.
So it's a different kind of Indian summer. Yeah. It's not 100 summer, 100 degree summer. So it's a little different.
Yeah, they're in the swimming pool and
I think it's
sunbathing.
Great. Yeah, and we're putting our earmuffs on.
Yeah.
So did you have a nice Labor Day weekend? I mean, we're still into the holiday today.
It was fairly quiet. We woke up sort of last weekend and said, oh, gee, mm-hmm. next weekend is Labor Day. And we made no plans, no nothing.
Right.
So we've just sort of taken it easy. After I leave here, we're going to look for somewhere to go have a brunch, breakfast.
Nice.
Somewhere different.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe go for a drive. Go for a drive over towards Prieta Key or something.
If any listener has a great idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Where to drive a little ways and have a leisurely breakfast brunch.
You go over to, what is it, Lambert's for the throat rolls?
Is that what you had in mind? I don't know if that's my my cup of tea.
I would buy tickets to see you do that.
I'd probably catch one on the side of the head.
I could throw one at you. No
yeah,
problem.
I'm sure. With velocity.
No problem. Oh, my goodness. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a comment about your Labor Day weekend, or you have a question about Ballinger Publishing or any of the publications, you can always text it in at 850-437-1620. Well, I had all these magnificent plans for this weekend. I was so excited about it. Mm-hmm. I was going to go to the big game watch, the Georgia Bulldog game watch. Our club gets together now. Mm-hmm. And in case you're a fan, we get together to watch the games at Miller's Ale House. So thank you, Miller's, for hosting us. And then my good friend, you may know her. Do you know Robin Richard of Lloyd and Robin Richard?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Robin was celebrating her 60th birthday this weekend.
Wow.
So she was having a big party Saturday night. They were going on a cruise last night. And I was going to go to all of it. I was so excited. I got some kind of stomach bug that Friday night. I said, oh. And I don't get those kind of things very often, Malcolm. And all of a sudden, I was down for the count. And it hit me hard and fast. So
by the way, did Georgia win?
They did. We beat Marshall.
Oh.
Don't you
I'm,
go there.
I'm not going to state the obvious.
They were good.
But I'm thinking it.
They were good. I mean, you got to give them credit because they came in ready to play. I mean, I always admire these teams that come in and play some of the bigger teams. They do get a lot of money to do it. But you think about it, if you're in their place, they come in ready. They practice like they're going to win that game.
Yeah.
So they're giving you your best. And
it's a chance for them on the big stage, I guess.
Yeah.
So
and it seemed to me, I mean, sometimes you'll see these teams that get real frustrated and angry. And this particular group of kids, they looked like they were having a blast. I think they were just enjoying the atmosphere, the whole thing. So that was great to see.
Unfortunately, I missed the whole thing. I think the Alabama.
Oh, yeah. There's some really unhappy Alabama fans this morning.
It was probably a great game.
It was, depending on which side you're on. I have a lot of FSU friends that are ecstatic right now.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have a good season, I think. I think they're going to have a really good season.
Hmm.
So we'll see. Should be interesting. And we've got a new quarterback, and so that we have a new quarterback and a brand new guy that's a receiver, and we've got some transfer portal. I wasn't sure about this whole transfer portal thing, but I don't know. And now that I'm seeing the benefits of it, I was kind of like, I'm going to be okay with this.
I don't know if today's the day to get deeply into it, but I must say this.
Yes, sir.
There's a reason why, for instance, in the NFL, mm-hmm. why they have a salary cap.
Right.
Because the rich teams would buy all of the great players.
And
it seems that in college football, there's that chance likely to happen. There is no cap on what, as I understand it, no cap on what you can pay any amount of players. So you could theoretically put together a team that's unbeatable.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing that people, well, I'll just say, having been around for a while.
You?
Be careful. Watch it. Having been around for a while, we're naive to think that those kinds of payouts weren't happening under the table
already. Of course they were.
I mean, that's been going on for years.
Yes.
And I don't mean to disparage anybody, but the truth is there were players that were getting quote-unquote benefits, fringe benefits, things that from the alumni.
Well,
and the
I know that
clubs,
from personal experience.
Yes, yeah, there was a lot of that going on. So in a lot of ways, maybe this is better in a way because it's public now. It's more transparent. I don't know. It's still the other stuff could be going on. I don't know. But I also have
well,
to feel
there's
like
no
you
need
do.
To now.
Right.
It's all out in the open. Yeah, I think you make a great point. However,
I'm not so much in favor of it as a practice in general. I think that's what you're saying. I like the idea of playing for your team.
I dislike the old system where a player could, get a scholarship, get injured, mm-hmm. get cast aside without an education. I think this new system is not all bad, mm-hmm. but I think the one component, again, I'm no college football expert, but it would seem to me that there needs to be a cap.
I agree.
Now, of course, it used to be you couldn't do it at all, and people mm-hmm. did. So there has to be a meaningful way to monitor the whole thing.
Well, I've mentioned this before. It's one thing to have a quarterback that's getting $6 million to play for a college team.
Yeah.
And then what happens to the offensive line who are getting nothing?
Well, if I was on the offensive line, I'd let a few defensive backs through. Now, Arch,
exactly.
You think you want to loan me a...
loan me a mill here?
Yeah, loan me a... Maybe you want a shen.
Yeah, I think there's a little some things that need to be worked out still. So we're talking with Malcolm Ballinger about Ballinger Publishing. We haven't hit the publishing yet, but we will.
Well, we have lots of time.
We'll
get on to serious stuff here soon.
Yes, he's staying with me this morning. My guest is coming. My guest couldn't come in today, the next guest. So Malcolm's going to stick with me for the hour, and I'm so grateful for that, Malcolm.
Well, my pleasure.
We've got lots of things to talk about, but if you're feeling kind of yucky, just know there's something going around. I feel much better today, but take care of yourself because I definitely was down for the count this weekend. Watched a lot of football, more than I had planned to.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, sort of. So it was.
Well,
did you play golf yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
I was a little up and down.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
It was incredible.
Beautiful day for golf.
Yes. If only we could have days like yesterday, and I think today too seems to be the same,
mm-hmm.
every day, 365 days.
See, but then we'd get spoiled and we wouldn't
appreciate
it.
Then there'd be everybody in the world would want to come here, I
true.
Guess.
True. Well, that's true too. That's true too. But we would get spoiled. You'd have a couple of rainy days. So you'd appreciate the sunshine.
Well, we could do those, on cue overnight.
Okay. Yeah. So all or nothing, basically.
Yeah.
All or nothing. Okay. So talking with Malcolm, I know he wants to talk about the scooters downtown. So we're going to take a little break here and come back and we'll start talking about some of the things happening in our community right here on Pep Talk. If you've got some opinions, feel free.
Yes, you may be surprised to know I have an opinion.
Shocker. I'm shocked to the core. 850-437-1620. In case you have an opinion, you're welcome to share it with us.
Well, you're free to disagree with me. I know know that.
I'm not afraid to disagree with you.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger talking about our community in Pensacola. 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes right after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Ballinger Publishing and Malcolm Ballinger. So earlier I was talking about Robin Richard, and she had a big birthday party, so I just wanted to be sure and say happy 60th birthday, Robin.
You're not supposed to say 60. Just say happy birthday.
No, no. She had 60 all over everything. She's proud of it. 60 and feeling 25. So well, I just want to say happy birthday to her before I forget.
For Robin.
Yeah. So meanwhile, back to Pensacola.
You may have seen the announcement.
I did this weekend.
The VO scooter contract is going to be terminated.
Yeah, what are your
2nd.
Thoughts about that?
Well, as you know, I've been an advocate of getting rid of those darn things right from the start, the birds and then the VOs. I complained to anybody who would listen about the accidents and about the kids joyriding at mm-hmm. night.
It was scary.
Totally ignoring traffic signs of any kind.
I almost hit a kid one night coming home from the theater. It was terrifying. I had to pull over. I pulled over and stopped because it was that close.
And sometimes it was dangerous to walk on the sidewalk.
Yes.
I mean, many times they're coming at me at a speed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, is this person watching? Should I dodge to the side?
Right.
And I move aside just to make sure.
Right.
Because it's usually young kids, and you don't know how attentive they are.
Well, I thought there was an age limit on it, but it didn't look like
it. It didn't look like it to me.
The other thing that was a little annoying about them was that up in whatever neighborhood, I would drive by and I'd see two or three of those things just dumped there.
Yeah, dumped all over the place.
All over the place.
Yes.
There weren't like spots to drop them off particularly, but you'd see them on East Hill, you see them over in the North Hill, you see them all over town.
These were not the people that were spending money downtown. They were just coming downtown to joyride.
Mm-hmm.
And often dangling young kids on them, which made me cringe.
Gosh.
If I could run fast enough to catch up with them, I just mm-hmm. tell them, don't do that.
Right.
So I'm pleased to say that finally the city has come to their senses. And I'm going to say this in a positive way. It is great that we have tried something, realized it doesn't work.
Right.
And said, okay, we won't do it anymore. So,
yeah,
so
you don't know
kudos
till you try
to,
it.
To the mayor. I think that's the positive part mm-hmm. of this. He said it doesn't work. Now, I have to say also, I could have told them that a long time ago and did.
Okay.
Big cities like Paris tried it.
Mm-hmm.
Same problems.
Really? But they have so many bicycles there. We'd think it would work in a way.
Yeah, but they were leaving them all over the place and they were dangerous.
Right.
And you know, the problem
the
that
e-bike
we have here.
Thing. Yeah,
it's this e-bike thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, kudos to the city. We have realized an error and moved on, and that is great. I think what it does say to us as a city
mm-hmm.
is that just because something works in another city does not mean it's right for Pensacola.
That's true.
I think every city says this. Look, we're individual. We're different. But I think we truly are in respect that we have a very compact downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, business people were not using them. It was just kids joyriding.
Right.
And gangs of them often.
The tourists weren't using them.
No.
Not really.
No.
No.
It was... So anyway, we move on from that chapter again. Kudos mm-hmm. to the city and to the mayor for saying.
Well, and we have a beautiful downtown now, and thanks a lot to the vision of Quint Studer, who started with when I first moved here over 20 years ago, we didn't really have a downtown. It was pretty bad.
Yes.
And now, as they initiated with the Carmens, remember when they had the contest to have the restaurant, and then they put Bodacious in, and the stadium, and so many things that really revitalized the downtown. So now
Quint
it's vibrant.
Quint has done so many great. Now, there are also lots of other people.
Oh,
that
I was going to say gallery nights, the Downtown Improvement Board. I mean, there's so many people to credit with the revitalization of downtown. So it is different. I go to the theater, and I can walk around and feel safe. It's just a wonderful, beautiful downtown now.
Yes.
Very vibrant. The decorations they're doing now during the holidays.
And after November 2nd, you can walk on the sidewalks.
Yes. Listen to you. That is true.
Well, yes, I don't want to appear to be gloating because I'm not. Again, I think it was a very positive thing.
Well, that's good. That's good.
We moved on.
I think it is a good thing. So you think we're going to get horse and buggies now like New York? I'm just kidding. Although they're very cool.
They're very dirty.
I saw
a piece, I think it was on CNN, one of the news channels, where people were accusing of the horse owners of mistreating them.
Yeah.
I saw that working
too.
Them too hard. So
probably. Well, also there's a side effect because they do actually leave stuff behind.
What kind of stuff would that be?
Well, there are only really good words for it. That's another downside.
Maybe I can get a job with a shovel. And
there you see. There you go. Potential.
Great fertilizer.
We see a parade sometimes when they have the mounted the horses and stuff, and there's always the team right behind them with the shovels.
It's great fertilizer.
Well, yes, but not in the sidewalk.
Not on the sidewalk, yes.
Out of the street. Oh, my goodness. We are digressing. 850-437-1620.
Yes, we are.
The new issue of Downtown Crowd has hit the newsstands. September issue, as today is September 1st, and lots of exciting things. Boy, I tell you, seeing pumpkins in here. Fall has arrived, y'all. Yeah. Fall is here.
Now, if you turn to page 5.
Yes, sir.
In the top right-hand corner.
Ah.
Ah, there's a $5 coupon for Osceola Golf Course.
Oh, cool. Mm. That's nice. What a great time to play golf now.
Yes.
This is the season.
Yes. I used my coupon this past Sunday, actually.
Okay. Where's that one located?
It's off, I'm trying to remember the name of the street that it's on, but it's off Mobile Highway.
Oh, okay.
Just opposite the big, Walmart.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think I know. Okay, now I know where
Walmart,
it is.
Walmart, Pep Boys.
Because there's some residents on the course, right? There's some homes that are on the
course.
Oh,
yeah. Homes all around.
Nice.
And it says here, a little fall golf, $5 off.
If you need to practice, $2 off the range buckets.
Yes.
Where you can go hit the balls and get yourself
warmed
up.
We don't practice.
You don't practice?
No.
I would need to, because otherwise I haven't played in such a long time. It'd be dangerous. People might get hurt. My first swing at the tee. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing, 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. So, Malcolm, so much going on in the community. Downtown Crowd is out. We're going to go over a lot of the events that are coming up already.
We're coming into the festival season.
Oh, my gosh. Already so many festivals. The first one up, I think, is the Seafood Festival, right? Coming up on, looks like, September 26th to the 28th.
Well.
But we've got a lot of stuff, actually, this coming weekend, too.
Actually, you missed the Beer Fest.
Oh, where is that one?
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
There it is.
September 5th.
Gosh, okay, the Beer Fest is...
That may be the most important one of the month.
You know, it's the 29th annual Emerald Coast Beer Fest.
Oh.
That's wild. I didn't realize it'd been around that long. And then also coming up is the 9th annual Gulf Coast Jazz Festival.
Mm.
That's going to be at the Community Maritime Park, and that's on September 19th to the 21st. That one's always fun. Great music. They do a good job of bringing in artists. And then the next weekend is the Seafood Festival.
Then the Seafood Festival, and then... The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival.
Oh, my gosh. I love that event. And we had some folks on this past week on Pep Talk talking about it. Renita Cross was here, and Lewis Bear was here telling us all about it. So they're going to be coming back to talk about the actual artist. And it looks like we might even get an artist in the studio to play for us, which will be really fun.
And looks like there are all kinds of Oktoberfest coming up.
Yes, yes. October's a busy month. But this weekend, too, you don't want to miss Flick, which is the new show over at Pensacola Little Theater at Studio 400. That'll be Thursday through Sunday, and Thursday is half price night, so you can take advantage of that.
I shall be at Jukebox Gala.
That's right. Is that Saturday or Friday? Saturday. The Pensacola Opera's Jukebox Gala. Tell us about that. That's kind of fun.
It's an incredible event. I'm not sure who dreamed up the idea.
I love it.
But it's a wonderful idea. They list a whole lot of songs, about 30 or 40 songs, and you can bid on them and have...
So they're famous opera songs, right?
Well, they're not only opera, but they're also musical or sometimes popular songs.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Sometimes I remember one year they went into a version of a Queen song.
Oh, how fun.
What is it? Rhapsody?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, how fun would that be?
So they're young performers and experienced professionals. And so... they just come to your table.
And sing whatever you bid on, whoever the winner is.
Whatever you bid on, yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Now, of course, everybody else in the auditorium gets sung to as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's neat.
It's an incredible event. I really look forward to it. Again, it takes usually the most popular opera arias.
Right, of course.
That people are familiar with.
Right, right.
They often don't know. They just hear them on TV and don't realize that it's a...
Well, I think tickets might still be available, so you can go to
Sure they are.
What's
sure
the website? Do you know it? Pensacola Opera.
Opera.com.
PensacolaOpera.org. Check it out on Google. Okay, well, this is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Malcolm's kind enough to stick around for another half hour with me. So you stick around, too, and we'll have some fun together right here on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Monday's good to me when you have the day off. This is Pep Talk with Meg, and we are here in the studio with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing, hoping you're having a day off on this September 1st Labor Day. My goodness.
Well, kind of half a day.
Yeah, well, it's a half a day. Yeah, that's true.
But
it's
this not is not work. This is pleasure to come and see you and talk to all our friends.
Yeah.
I assume we have friends out there.
Hopefully. Either that or we're slowly tuning out.
And, of course, part of the mission is to, you know, bring lifestyle, stories about Pensacola and the good things that happen in Pensacola. That's the mission of my publications, particularly Pensacola magazines, Lifestyle, and we point out the people that make a difference.
Mm-hmm. And you'd make a difference, and your whole team makes a difference the time.
We try to, and then of course, when we watch the news, somebody got murdered or something awful happened, and bad things happened, and scams and whatever.
Right.
So, what I'm leading up to is that you have a story that I think says a great deal about Pensacola.
Well, thank you for that little lead in there. Yeah, I was telling Malcolm during the break that I wasn't feeling well this weekend, so I was home. Actually, thank goodness I was, because I'm sitting there watching a football game, and I hear this knock, somebody ring the doorbell, which is rare, and a knock on the door, and I thought, oh, gosh, I was not looking good. I thought, who in the world is just randomly visiting me on a Saturday?
Police.
Yeah, I don't know. Thank you. So I really wasn't, that funny, So I looked at the thing, and I didn't recognize this person, so I kind of cautiously opened the door, and I said, can I help you? And he said, yeah, he said, I'm just checking with you to see if you drive a Nissan Altima. And I said, now I'm like, uh-oh. I said, yes. And he said, is this yours? And he holds up my key fob from my car. And I looked at him and I said, I'm not sure. Where did you find that? And he said, well, I found it on the sidewalk out here. You know, I live in a community, apartment community. And he said, I found it out here on the sidewalk. So I figured it was somebody in the apartment complex's key fob. I said, oh, my goodness. So I looked, and I only have two. One was in my purse, but the other one was missing. And I went, oh, my gosh. And he said, is it the red one? I said, yeah, because my car's parked. So I said, how did you find me? He said, well, it took a while. He said, I've been here all morning. The guy spent the whole morning going through the parking lot, pressing the key fob to find the car.
I think that's an incredible story.
I mean, y'all, but here's the thing that blew my mind. So as he's saying this, it hits me. He could have found my car and stolen it.
Oh, yeah.
There would have been nobody would have even noticed.
He could have gone for a joyride.
Joyride. He could have taken a car, and it's a new car. I didn't know what to say. And I looked at him, and I said, oh, my gosh, I don't even know how to thank you enough. And he looked at me, and he goes, yeah, these key fobs cost about $300 or so. And I said,
yes, they do.
Yes, they do. And I said, please let me give you something, and I'd be happy to pay you. I mean, I was like, what can I give you? Mm-hmm. He looked at me, he goes, no, ma'am. He said, I'm just happy that I found the right person and get your key so your car didn't get stolen. And I said, really, let me do something for you. Let me, something. And he said, no. He said, I just want you to have a good day, and I feel better now for doing it.
Oh, that is great.
Oh, I was speechless. Normally, I wouldn't have been home, actually. So it turned out I was home. But can you imagine, he found this key fob on the sidewalk and spent the whole morning. And, by the way, had knocked on my door twice. Apparently, I didn't hear him the first time. He said, I knocked earlier, but you didn't answer. I thought, he came back? That's just incredible to me.
Wow.
And I have no idea. I don't know how I lost. I was unloading some stuff, and it's possible it fell out of my pocket or something. Yeah. It was in the neighborhood. But still, that's incredible. So talk about good people in Pensacola. Hats off to this young man. I mean, I was really, and it didn't look like he was very well off. He might have been homeless. I don't know for sure. But I really wanted to help him, but goodness gracious, that was the nicest thing.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful. I would have been horrified if I'd lost my car. I can't even imagine. So anyway, thank you to whoever you were. Thank you for being my angel this weekend.
Yeah. That is a great example.
Yeah, it's just when you do the right thing. And I love that he said, I just did it because it was the right thing to do. That's what he told me.
Hmm.
I'm like, I was totally blessed. So thank you. And God bless you, whoever you were. He wouldn't give me his name. He said, no, I just want to do this anonymously. I'm just, okay. Pretty neat, huh?
Hmm. That is a great story for Labor Day.
Yeah, well.
For any day.
Any day, really.
Yes.
Any day. But thank you for leading up to that, because you're right. I love living here. I've had many things happen along the way that I am grateful for. The people here are genuinely good people.
I believe that most Pensacolians, if you were to lose your wallet, most Pensacolians would seek you out and give it back to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not at all sure places like New York City or Washington, D.C.
I've had
that
some
happen.
Good things happen when I lived up there. There's some the native New Yorkers are great people. Mm-hmm. They really are. They're kind of... their personalities take a little getting used to.
Yeah.
I can remember one time I looked so naive and young when I was up. I mean, I was a little blonde Southern girl, right, walking around. And at one point, this gentleman came up and he said, yo, lady, you lost? And I was like, because clearly I was lost. I went, yeah. And he goes, where are you going? Where do you need to go? So the way they talk is kind of abrupt and scary. Mm. It's not the Southern, approach. And here he was. He walked me down the street to where I needed to go and pointed the way, and couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah, I've had some experiences like that. I think I've told the story before, so stop me if you've heard it. But when my wife and I came into the United States, when we flew into Chicago,
mm-hmm.
we were... never been in the United States before. We were emigrating here to join her sister in Denver, Colorado. And there was my two oldest boys, Richard and Peter.
Uh-huh.
Rich, I think, was 5 and Pete was 3.
Aww.
And we got off the plane in Chicago into
right.
this big anteroom. Took hours to get through immigration and stuff.
Chicago's a nightmare.
So finally, we walk out of the terminal onto the platform, and we had a connection at another terminal.
Mm-hmm.
So I stood there.
Oh, my goodness.
What the heck do we do now? I mean, I had no clue. I was just...
Was that at O'Hare? Yes,
oh, God. At O'Hare.
So, yeah, it's hard to navigate, even from Americans.
And absolutely out of the blue, this gentleman came over
mm-hmm.
and said, he said, can I help you? It looks like you're not sure what to do.
Aww.
And I said, well, we have to go to terminal something or other and catch a flight to Denver. And we don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, follow me.
Uh-uh.
And we walked up to the bus.
Right.
At the time, the bus took you to another terminal.
Gosh, how would you know to do that even?
And he said, get on this bus. He said, and he said to the driver, they're going to terminal, whatever it mm-hmm. was, going to Denver,
mm-hmm.
drop them off there.
Oh, my goodness.
So, the driver said, okay, this one, jump off. He said, go through there,
uh-huh.
pointed.
Oh, and, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, and in England, Chicago was always portrayed as a mean city. Nobody taught,
mm-hmm.
know, they'd rub you
Chicago,
the drop of a hat,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. And I said, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
A small act of kindness made such a difference. Because we were new into the country.
Of course.
Totally overwhelmed.
Right.
And that act of kindness said, well, maybe this is a place to be.
Maybe we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that that kind of brings a tear to my eye, actually.
Yeah, it kind of makes me a little to think about.
But, maybe to such a little thing, but it can be huge for someone else.
Mm.
Just paying attention to what's going on around you and seeing people. Every time I go into Publix, every time I see people helping older women with their groceries or the old elderly with a walker I see so many people helping them.
Mm.
And I just think that's so sweet.
We went upstairs and we still had a couple of hours for the connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember Pete, my middle boy, said, can we have Dad, can we go eat?
Mm-hmm.
And so we go into the area
boy.
There. So he sits down and orders. He wanted a beef burger
mm-hmm.
with tomato sauce.
Tomato.
And the waitress said,
With what?
I said, a hamburger with a ketchup. He wanted a ketchup.
I'm yours, translator. How cute is
she
that?
She says, you're not from here. I said, what made you think that?
Gee, what was the first clue?
Yeah.
And what's the thing, not French fries? What do y'all call them? You call them something else.
Chips. Oh, yes. Yes. And he's wanted chips with it. Yes.
We don't have potato chips, sir. On that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we're back with Malcolm Ballinger, who's been kind enough to hang out with me on this Labor Day Monday. I hope you're having a good Labor Day. Maybe instead of hearing us at the office, you're hearing us on your front porch with a nice cup of coffee in this cool morning weather, enjoying your Labor Day with the fam, right? This is what we're hoping for, folks. That's where you say
I hope you're
Malcolm.
Right. Yes. I was thinking.
Malcolm was gone. I don't know where he was.
I was thinking.
Looking off into the sunset.
I was thinking, do the people in Pensacola want to listen to us on their day off?
Probably not. Although, thank you to the kind people. There's a couple people have sent sweet texts in this morning. Jim sent a lovely thing in, and a couple other. Thank you so much. It really means a lot to hear that you are listening and that you have nice things to say about Mr. Ballinger, Malcolm.
Don't call. That was. Mr. Ballinger was
Mr.
my
Ballinger?
Dad.
Mr. Ballinger? I don't think I've called you Mr. Ballinger probably ever. When I first met you, maybe.
I don't think so. I don't really remember, but I'm sure you didn't. That's not me.
When did we meet? It was when I was at the Gulf Breeze Chamber. Is that
it was before that.
Was it?
You were...
Oh, was I on the radio?
You were on the radio.
Oh, gosh.
I met you... because she had a different name in those days.
I was married at the time.
You were married?
Yep. Had a different last name, but it was I was Kevin and Meg in the Morning on Soft Rock.
And I met you somewhere.
And then it was Kit and Meg in the Morning on My 107 at one point. So, I did that before I got into the business world, started doing all these other things. But I met you that long ago at Soft Rock.
Yes. But really, we connected when you were at Gulf Breeze Chamber.
Yes. Because you and Glennis joined.
What is that, 18, 20 years ago?
Oh, my goodness. I was there from 2005. Yeah, 2005
it says 20 years
to 2010.
Ago.
Golly.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. That's a long time.
And, of course, you were great friends with my wife. And,
yes. Yeah.
And you met Pete.
Yeah. And Andy.
And Andy, of
I
course.
I got to know Andy really well. So, we've been a long time.
Yeah, happy days.
Yeah, a long time. Mm. Okay, enough reminiscing. Let's talk about what's going on in Pensacola
now.
We'll
do what we're supposed to do.
Let's talk about downtown crowd. If you haven't picked up a coffee.
Page 14.
And I told Malcolm, and I mean this sincerely, I pick it up every month because it's the whole month of everything that's going on in Pensacola, plus some pretty cool coupons that you can find in it. But everything that's happening, it's really great. From now through October, Taste of the Beach is mentioned here, which is coming in October out on Pensacola Beach. Definitely want to sign up now for the big cruise they're going to have, and they're going to have the beach trolley again, where you go to several different restaurants all in one night. But we've got festivals coming up even before
that. Yeah, we should talk a little bit more about the festivals.
Yeah.
We sort of glossed over it.
Yeah, so let's talk about it on page 9 of
the
Downtown
Beer Fest, September 5th at Seville Quarter.
So what is that?
That's
you go, so you tell us.
Yeah, it's just craft beers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can taste a little. And
looks like they have food too, right?
Yes.
Live music.
Yeah.
And you have to get tickets. So you can get them in advance for $75 through an Escambia Bay Home Brewers Club member. And you get a souvenir tasting glass. And you can go to EmeraldCoastBeerFest.com.
Yeah. And the over 50 craft breweries.
Okay. So it's September.
200 beers, different beers. So you can get a pretty good cross-section of beer.
And I'm looking at the date here. So it's September. So it's Friday. This Friday from 5:30 to 8:30 at Seville Court.
Yes.
At 130 East Government Street, downtown Pensacola.
And then on the 9th, the 9th annual Gulf Coast Jazz Festival. And I need to remember to bring my glasses with me.
That's always helpful. That's the following.
It's September 19th and
to the 21st. And that'll be at the Community Maritime Park. And I believe, I don't want to speak out of turn. I think that's free, but I could be wrong. Yes, this three-day jazz extravaganza, nonstop jazz performances by artists like Peter White, Spyro Gyra, I remember them, Kirk Wallum, Gerald Albright, whole list. It goes on and on and on and on. Here you go. And the tickets range, general admission tickets range from $100 to $170. You can purchase online through Ticketmaster.com, or you can visit Gulf Coast Summer Fest Jazz Edition, Gulf Coast Summerfest Jazz Edition.com.
And of course, your favorite, the Seafood Festival.
I do like the Seafood Festival, I have to confess, which is going to be coming up on September 20th to the 28th. So this whole month, then on the 30th, the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival kicks in. So we'll have more about that on this show because Renita Cross, who's the founder and current organizer and coordinator, she was on the show just last Friday. We had them and with Lewis Bear, who's one of the big sponsors. So we'll have them back again with a couple of the artists, I think. We're planning to do that. And this, if you're a theater lover, Pensacola Little Theater Show, Flick, opened this past weekend. It's a Studio 400 production, which is their black box theater. Typically, Malcolm, it's for more mature audiences. Usually, this particular play won a Pulitzer Prize. So it's not well known, but it's definitely high quality. And the shows will be Thursday through Sunday. And Thursday night is a half-price ticket night. So, and the tickets aren't that expensive because this is the black box theater. I believe they average around $25 for that show. So definitely check that out if you get a chance.
I've been to several productions.
I love the Studio 400 Theater because it's a little more intimate. It only holds about 100 or so people, depending on how they set it up. And they have little cafe tables sometimes. And it's nice. They have it. I actually really enjoy that. As much, I mean, I love the theater. I love the main stage. And the next main stage production, you may want to get tickets now, is Jekyll and Hyde, which was a musical that was a huge hit on Broadway. So I suspect that's going to sell out.
Is it scary?
It's the whole story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, so I think there is a scary element, sir. I have not seen that show yet myself.
But I've seen the movie many times.
We have a movie scary.
Yeah.
So that should be fun, too. So get your calendars out. Pensacola, we've been talking this morning about all the reasons why we love this city, and I have to say, a big part of it is all these amazing things that are going on all the time.
Yes.
And the Jukebox Gala, don't forget that. That's this weekend also.
Yes.
So we'd mention
that.
And
if you are there, I'll see you there.
Malcolm will be there. If you ever want to see what Malcolm looks like in person, he won't be singing, though, thank God. And on that singing note, we're going to take a quick break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel on Labor Day Monday with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question or comment, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Okay, good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here. Thank you, Janet. Also sent in a very sweet text. She says, every day in Pensacola is a good day. And I'm saying this for you, Malcolm. A treasured part of this is Malcolm gracing us with his British manners, humor, and scooter opinions.
Oh, shucks.
His love of both sides of the Atlantic is what we need more of, communication, all countries. And she is recovering from a surgery and said that this is keeping her, and she likes having upbeat company. So thank you, Janet, and to everybody who's been texting in such nice things.
That is really, that is really sweet.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Well, you can see me blushing. Are you almost stuck for words?
That's remarkable.
Thinking quickly on my feet, October is a huge month at Ballinger Publishing.
Oh, okay.
We publish The Parade of Homes.
That's right. That's always a great publication.
Yes. If you're thinking of buying a home, building the home, just interested in remodel, anything, Parade of Homes is the issue for you. Also in October, we publish a special downtown edition.
Oh, okay.
It's really the greater downtown, almost Pensacola. It's about all of the new development, building, changes downtown, new businesses.
And there's so much happening right now.
Yes.
Every time I go down the street, I think, what is that?
The stuff everywhere.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I noticed on the corner of Barrancas and Navy, they're building a huge Circle K where the Flower Army used to be.
Oh, okay.
So things are happening.
Definitely.
But you'll be able to read all about the tiny homes at the building, the new development, the development on the old wastewater plant site, etc.
Okay, great. And that's in the Parade of Homes?
No, that's in
totally
the...
Totally different one.
Yeah, that's in the Business Climate Special Downtown Edition.
I gotcha, okay.
Which is in October.
Okay, that and Pensacola Magazine, right, will be coming out? Or is that...
That'll be part of the Parade of Homes.
Gotcha, okay. Trying to keep... So you have so many publications, it's hard to keep track.
Yes, you should. Yes, I have that problem too.
Yeah, it's a lot. And if you want to find out about how to get in touch with Malcolm Ballinger or Ballinger Publishing, you can go to their website at ballingerpublishing.com.
And you can see all of our publications at ballingerpublishing.com. And the flipbook version.
Yeah, it's especially cool.
Everything we do, including the custom publications.
You can read it online as if you're reading a magazine. It's the coolest thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Very clever. You're pretty clever yourself, sir. Thank you for sticking around with me on this Labor Day. I appreciate it.
I fooled a few people.
I appreciate you being on. Apparently, several of our listeners have sent in very sweet texts. Thank you so much.
I really
much for
appreciate
that.
Those kind words.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great Labor Day today. Malcolm, be safe. Happy Labor Day.
You too.